At the time the bridge was built, it was considered to be too large for the site and wouldn't generate the traffic that it could take. Not many years later, I was asked to look at another bridge possibility just upstream of Gladesville. It was felt that if we had that other bridge, we'd relieve the congestion on Gladesville Bridge. And that created a big impression on my mind, just how quickly a new facility does generate traffic.
Into the late 70s, there were benefits seen if an additional lane could be provided for the northbound traffic. So it was decided to minimise the width of the upstream footway and provide an extra lane on the bridge. It wasn't a major modification structurally. The bridge deck had the capacity to take the extra load associated with that extra lane. So it mainly involved demolishing of the existing curb and rebuilding it. I think the footway that was left was only maybe about a foot wide. It was virtually a token one.
We had problems largely associated with our old friend, the creep of concrete. In both land abutments, we noted shortly after the bridge was completed that we were getting cracks, particularly with the abutment on the northern or Huntley's Point side. That's the abutment which is very wide. It's carrying 10 lanes of traffic at that point. I feel that in retrospect it would have been better to have had an expansion joint, in other words a separation of the deck from the abutment, as well as the expansion joints that were designed over piers 4 and 11. And the other point where problems occurred was at the crown of the arch. At that point the deck of the bridge merges with the crown of the arch, and we got a similar effect up there. We got a shortening effect in the deck which tended to cause a fair amount of cracking initially at the junction of the crown of the arch with the deck. That was rectified though with a bit of patching. It wasn't very serious.
One of the big features of building such a big concrete arch is the fact that the concrete in that arch, being under an axial load, shortens over time. It shortens a little bit when the load goes on, but then it continues to shorten over its whole life. And as the arch shortens, of course, it drops a bit and the deck on top drops a bit. So it actually had to be built higher than they finally wanted it and allowed to come down. The research that was done for Gladesville, both in the lab at Gladesville Bridge proper and also the lab at Milsons Point, into creep, has been great benefit in establishing methods for predicting creep ever since, for not only bridges in Australia but other forms of concrete in Australia. It was a body of work that was done there that might never have been done if that job hadn't been on.